Yesterday, at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia, U.S. President Donald Trump took part in a ceremonial wreath-laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's one of the traditions of Memorial Day, a time to remember and honor Americans who've died while serving in the U.S. military. The holiday started in the late 1860s as Decoration Day. In the years after the U.S. Civil War, which remains America's most deadly conflict, a day was set aside to decorate the graves of fallen troops with flowers. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, historians believe the event was scheduled for May 30th because that's when flowers were in bloom across the nation. The name was changed to Memorial Day after World War I so it could be held in remembrance of those who fell in all American conflicts. And it's been observed on the last Monday in May since 1971. Church services, parades, public events are all part of this holiday. And this year, a wall of poppies measuring almost 9 feet tall and 133 feet wide was arranged on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. It contained more than 645,000 flowers, each signifying a man or woman who died in U.S. military service since World War I.